Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
Oh my gosh, you are here. You are connected. I'm so excited you hit play. This is Manifesting Miracles with me, Michelle Juanita Lamont, your manifestation master, your manifestation author, your manifestation speaker, your manifestation coach, your manifesting podcast award-winning host. Now, enough about me. Let's talk about you, because this show is dedicated to the essence and energy of your divine abundance. It is time for you to rise to the level of the timing and the place and the situation in which you are creating a beautiful and blessed life for you and all of those around you. Why? Because you incarnated here on Earth, the teaching planet. And it's time for you to really and truly receive your blessings. And this isn't about a specific religion or a specific way of being. But on this show, you're going to hear me talk about manifesting and tapping into your divine light energy, tapping into your divine guidance system, understanding that you, yes, you, you are very, 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 very famous in the eyes of the angels, in the eyes of your guide, and in the heart and soul of the creator. I call this creator universal energy God, but anybody can call it whatever you want. And if you are not into any sort of modality that answers this, this may not be the episode for you, because in this episode, I am going to be teaching you how to create and call in your divine team of light to create your divine dream team, because I know that my life has really been impacted by my calling in of these angels and guides and understanding how to work with them, how to activate them, what they are, why they're here, and what they want us to know. And so I'm going to go over as many points as humanly possible. I realized I did not set my timer, so I'm going to set it as we're talking right now. I am really excited because I want you to know that it's very, very important for you to open yourself to this frequency. So the very first thing that I want you to understand and know is that I have a whole bunch of things to discuss, and I may not get them all on this show, but I'm going to do my best to inform you of everything that I can in order to help you manifest your miracles by calling in your divine team of light. And I may have to do a second episode or a third episode. Now, one of the things that people really don't understand about what I do and what I want you to hear is that besides the podcast, obviously, podcast I see as my love letter to what I call God. I had a very disconnected relationship with Creator. I really did not believe that a God who let a child be abandoned and lose her family and get sexually assaulted and beaten and then go into a marriage that was physically and emotionally and mentally abusive and lose child after child and then become addicted because she had to numb herself out to the lowest vibrations of the earth, that any sort of creator, angel, God, or guide energy had anything to do with my life. And so now that I have gone through everything, I want to make sure that I take the time to communicate to you what it is that I do outside of the podcast. So I am a spiritual therapist, manifesting an abundance mindset, and life coach. So no matter where you are in your journey right now, whether you're just getting started in the spiritual realm, whether you have no idea what you're doing, or you have tons of ideas and you want to move yourself past the hurdles that you've been in, between my business experience, my multiple degrees, the skin on the wall, being able to manifest celebrities, monies, lifestyles, all of that, the arsenal of information, the courses and the systems that I've created, there is a spiritual solution within the Michelle J. Lamont umbrella that will help you create the life that you want most. And I do this podcast as my way of allowing you to work with me without hiring me. And then I want you to take the next step and talk about the podcast. I want you to talk about it on TikTok, okay? I want you to make little reels about it on Instagram. I want you to tag it on LinkedIn. I want you to put it on Pinterest. I want you to put it on Facebook. Because with your help, I'll be able to serve more people, because the more that people find the podcast, the more that they don't feel alone and abandoned. When I was on my journey and going through this myself after episode 2, happened, I knew that there was more people like me out in the world, people who more or less lived in the Isle of Misfit Toys energy. And we needed something in some place to connect to. And I wanted to make sure that in every single episode, you hear what the download is from me to the divine, to you, to energy, to guides. And so I set out to create this podcast as a tool for you to share with as many people as humanly possible. If you're a realtor, tell your clients. If you're a hairdresser, someone's in that chair, ask them if they know about this podcast. If you're a nail tech, if you're a makeup artist, if you're a lash artist, no matter what you're doing, if you're a scientist, a NASA researcher, a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a stay-at-home mom, please understand that your life is supposed to be good. And I want to help you, and I want to teach you, and I want to share with you. So I offer group courses, which makes it less expensive and easier, and you get to find all of your spiritual besties. I offer 1 hour and 2 hour calls so we can sit down and work this shit out. We will find a solution. There is no way that you will sit on a call with me and not be satisfied with the answer. And then I do one-on-one coaching, which is obviously the best way to do it. I have 6 weeks to success, 90 days, and 6 months. I also have a certification program for masters who want to become a certified manifestation coach and do what I do. So let's get started talking about the ways that you can use your divine energy to create things. And first of all, you have to understand, accept, and believe that there are angels and guides in this realm. So they can come and visit us and talk to us. And so we're going to need help. We're going to need help in this to create our own little magic and create our heaven on earth. And the first time that I came across the idea of guides and angels, I was a child, you know, looking at a stained glass wall, probably like most of you. And I thought, well, those are just dead people with the pretty colors behind them. But they were obviously way deeper than that. And so each and every one of us, when we come to this incarnation and the shit show called Earth, we incarnate here, and that's our very first manifestation. So we sit down with our team of light, and we have guides, and we want to think of our guides as our besties. These are our spiritual soul besties. And these guides have been with us in every single incarnation. And I don't know what your life path number is, but I'm a life path 9. And you can just go to my podcast and look up life path numbers. I have a whole episode dedicated to this and tells you resources. So I'm a life path 9. So this is my 9th time coming here. And obviously, I haven't got it right. And so hopefully this time I did. And every single incarnation, so 900 years, obviously this is my 900th year here on Earth. Every single time this guide has been with me, and it could be 2 or 3 now because I'm a wizard and I'm a master at this level. A level 9 is the smallest percentage of people on Earth are level 9s. There's more 11s and 22s and 32s and 1 through 8s because nobody wants to be a 9. It's the humanitarian. It's the suffering. It's the path of most resistance. But we have a lot of very special gifts being 9. And that said, each and every one of us, no matter what our life path number is, has a guide. And if you want to know what your guide's name is, or if you want to meet your guide, you can activate this energy. So let's talk about that. So activating your energy means that every single day you're going to set aside a time. You're going to set aside time specifically to communicate and activate with this guide. And so you want to think of a guide as someone who you can joke around with and maybe exchange dirty memes, and they know you're not, you know, a perverted person, okay? Guide is your buddy. It's your friend. It has all the powers and the abilities of an angel, but it stays very close to us, and it's only assigned to you. It's only assigned to you. Where an angel, they're omnipresent. That means that they are traveling in the same energy that Creator God energy travels in and can be in 100 conversations, 1 million conversations all at once. So I want you to understand that you're gonna celebrate your wins with your guide. So how you find out your guide's name, and this is something that's intimate with me, so I don't share my guide's name. It's only between me and my guide, is that you can sit down and just quietly maybe light some candles, maybe put on some angel frequency, go to YouTube. If you've been getting the same number over and over and over again, put that frequency on, because obviously that's the channel they're calling, right? They're calling 444. They're calling 777. Or they're calling 666, right? And all this angel activation is, that's a whole other episode that we can talk about that. But let's just talk about creating our divine dream team. Because when we're here, we have so much assistance. So I want to tap into it today and really help you get to that place of benevolent divine assistance. And so if you can get up and say, you know what, I'm going to spend 5 minutes with my guide every day, because I'm going to do a 20 minutes worth of meditation, 5 of it's for my guides, 15 is for my energy. Okay, good. So in that first 5 minutes where you have the candles. Okay, so I was having a little technical difficulties, but hopefully that is all resolved now. Okay, So let's go back, and I think I can catch up where I was, but if I missed something, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect. I'm doing the best, and I picked up my timer, and it said 12:12 exactly. So the angels are like, you got this, babe. So we want to activate this energy by setting aside each day and listening and connecting with our guides. And so the way that I found out my lovely guide's name was after I did this, I put that frequency on. I was meditating, and I said, show me your first initial. Show me your name. And I couldn't get the name. I think I was intimidated or I was blocked. It's many, many years ago. And I said, okay, show me your first initial. Show me your first initial. And I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. I couldn't get it. And so an initial came up. And then I thought, like, well, maybe it was because I just talked to somebody with that name that I'm thinking it. So angels or guide, if this is really the first initial of your name, show me this letter 3 times today in a very unusual way. And sure enough, all day long, this letter kept coming up and 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 coming up. This is the loud podcast. This episode is not going to be quiet and easy, but the angels know that we have a clear message to talk about and send out, and here it is. So then when I realized the initial, I knew that the name was correct and didn't like the name, or I didn't want to hear the name because the name was associated with somebody that I didn't particularly like. And so I just thought, well, that's hilarious. No wonder that person was in my life. The guide was being funny. So you just say their names and you ask to meet your guides, and then you give them the assignment. So if this is really your name, you know, let's say that the name is Pineapple, or let's say the name is Peter. I don't know. And so then you want to say, like, hey, show me the word Peter 3 times today. And it could be that, you know, maybe you see an app and it says the Peter Pan app. And then you go to the grocery store and somebody says, hey, do you know where Peter Pan peanut butter is? And then you're driving down the road and you pull up behind somebody and their license plate says Peter's guy, you know, whatever it is. So the universe will then confirm it for you, if not multiple times, at least one time. So I want you to understand that this is the beginning of you understanding. Now, what's the difference between a guide and an angel? Well, like I said, a guide has been with us on every single turn, in every conversation, in every room. They know that you're suffering because this is coming next. They know that this is part of your lesson. They understand the plan, and they're not intimidated by your goals, by your dreams, by anything. Nothing. And then there's the beautiful divine timing of everything, the synchronicities, right? There are no coincidences. Everything is a divine alignment, and everything is happening according to plan. So you have to sit down and understand that you are protected and you are blessed, and everything that you're going through right now is opening up the pathways for something bigger and better, something different, something more along the lines of why you came here. And so I want you to open up this vibration. I want you to tap into your guides, and I want you to meet them, and I want you to talk to them. And then I want you to call in those beautiful, divine celebrity angels. And that's what we need to call them. They're the rock stars of the angel world because everybody knows them, and people draw paintings and have shrines to them, and everybody knows their names. So, the last thing I wanted to remind you is that when you ask for assistance with your guides, so we'll just call that one Peter just for prosperity's sake. All right. So let's say that Peter and I had a conversation about, you know, hey, in the first quarter of this year, I want to make $30,000. All right. You're a small business owner. You want to make $150,000 off your business. You know, let's just start somewhere. And you hit that marker. The first 3 months of the year, you've sold $30,000 with your product. And you're like, okay, but did you celebrate it? You spent all that time worrying. How much time did you spend celebrating? And this is something that I just don't think that you get. You are always connected to this lower lack frequency, and yet you get the thing and then you want something else and you just keep on trucking. You step right over your blessings. It's like people who miss the pennies on the ground. I'm like, oh my God, do you not realize that that's a sign? That's an angel sign? Like, please move your heel off my blessing. And so, you know, I want to impress on you how important it is for you to say, woohoo, yes, My guides and I had a plan. We had a dream. We had a focus. And now here we are in this divine celebration. Woohoo! Yes! Love it. Love it. And so be sure to celebrate big time. Go and do something you normally wouldn't do. If you've been depriving yourself of some sort of food or some sort of sugary thing or something like that because you're trying to get physically fit, do a small little thing. Just a small little thing. If you haven't gotten a manicure or a pedicure in a while, let's do that. But do something that celebrates it, that really, hey buddy, that really, really, really puts that energy out there, because let me tell you something, your guides appreciate the shine. They want you to be happy. And when they see that vibration of joy, of happiness, of laughter, of true, 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 your heart lights up. Your heart lights up. It expands. It grows. It shines. It shines a light out into the world. Do you understand? And then that beam of light, that Batman signal, that tells you that your guides, that tells them that they have won you over, that you believe, you receive. Now, right now in my masterclass, I just started my first masterclass. We do a practice and I teach them how to invite their angels in. And if you've never done this, you know, there's multitudes of ways. There's probably as many ways to invite your angels in as there are species of number of planets in the galaxies. There's something like 200 billion galaxies. And in each one of these galaxies, there's like 100 billion with a B Earths. So that's a whole other subject. That said, I want you to know that your angels and your guides want you to celebrate it. They want you to talk about it. They want you to brag. They want you to be boisterous. They want you pointing your finger up to God. They want you saying thank you. They want you understanding that you and the divine creator, the guides and the angels and God all made this happen. And the suffering doesn't matter because it was needed for the end result. There is no wasted suffering, beloved. It is time for you to rise to your highest potential. All right. So the next thing that I want to talk about is the archangels themselves. Okay. So in archangels, the number 4 signifies angels. 3 is the most powerful spiritual number in the universe, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, etc., past, present, future. But the number 4 is specific for archangels. And so it equals angels. So whenever you're working with angels, say their name 4 times, light 4 candles for them, do it in 4. And I thought it might be fun to discuss each angel, say their name, welcome them in. Maybe we can just, you know, you can pause this right now, go get your pen and paper and repeat what I'm going to read, what I'm going to say to you, read to you, pour into you. I read it in my mind, so that's why I say it like that, about these archangels and their names and what they do. So I think all archangels end in E-L. And E-L, the prefaces of that means God. So if you named your son Michael, you're the E-L in his name is a God, is a blessing, is God. So I wanted to start by just inviting our guides and our angels in with a very small little prayer. And you can and you can say it's an affirmation if you like. We don't have to call it a prayer if that's against your religion or how you practice your faith. So it's a calling. It's a synchronicity of energy. All right. And so this synchronicity of energy is just to activate your angels and your guides into helping you right now. And it can just be, you know, creator, universe, Allah, higher being, Gaia, whatever you say your higher creative creator is. All right, so let's just start with dear heavenly, blah, blah, blah. For me, it's going to be God. So I'm just going to speak it how I would say it. Father God, I am so deeply in love with you. My relationship with you grows each and every moment. And I know that you have sent me guides and angels. By the power of your love, I invite my guardian angels and my archangels to communicate, activate, and be heavily involved in my earth life. I ask that you and the angels surround and protect me and my family at all times. I ask that you activate this communication immediately and that you know that I am here to serve and honor. Forever in your name, mote it be, amen. Something to that effect will work in activating and aligning you with those angels. So let's talk about the angels, what their general meaning is, and what their color is. And so when we talk about their color, this is so if there's a specific thing that you're concentrating on, you might light that color candle. You might work with that color crystal. You might wear that color. You might eat that color. And it could even be associated with a specific chakra. So the 12 celebrities that we're going to talk about today, did you hear about the angels and what they're doing? Oh my God, they're like so awesome. Also, I have an Instagram and I have a TikTok. And if you want to follow me there, that'd be great. I'd also offer a free 15-minute session. So if you've never Zoomed with me, if you've never met me, I want you to go in and book your session and meet me face to Zoom. Let's get started. Let's get talking. Let's have some fun. Let's make your life a lot better and a lot easier. I am here to serve. I am here to help. And so I want to be of service to you. My next class and my last class of 2022 is a master class and it starts October 30th. So if you are interested, please sign up immediately. All right. So let's start with the first one. We'll go in our alphabetical order and we're going to go with everybody's favorite subject and the one that you hear me talk the least about on the air, because I only do this behind the scenes and off the mic, is talk about how to manifest more money. You'll see that I do a lot of reels about it, but it's really an energy and I don't want to make it a god and I don't want to make it so powerful and so important that I dedicate my entire existence around the process of making and gathering and becoming connected to the vibration called money. So I just let it be. But that said, Archangel Ariel is ready to make your financial dreams come true. So let's welcome in Archangel Ariel, everybody all together. Hi, Archangel Ariel. Good job. She's the protector of nature, of animals, of the environment. But most of all, she is the angel of financial abundance. So if you want more financial abundance, if you want to help the earth, and if you want to increase your material possessions, you're going to want to talk to the lioness, Archangel Ariel. And Ariel with an A, E-L at the end, loves pale, pale, pale pink. So if you want to activate that money and you're a dude, go get you some pink BVDs, baby. Put those bad boys locked and sealed in that. Start eating pale, pale pink anything. Wear it. Put it on underneath your clothes. No matter what your gender is, you can always wear it underneath. You can wear a pink bra or pink underwear, pale, pale pink, okay? You can put it in your hair. You can put it on your nails. You can put it on your eyes. You can get a very pale pink wallet. There's lots of ways, but say her name. Hi, Archangel Ariel. We love you. Let that money flow. Let that money flow. Hey, hey, Ariel, let that money flow. Now, the next one on our little scale of letters is going to be Azrael. Now, the Archangel Azrael is one that I have called on probably since my knowing of archangels. Even before I knew what archangels were, I would say, angels, do this. Well, who I was talking to was Azrael. And Azrael is defined as the angel that helps God and is known as appearing in a very creamy white color. And Azrael is responsible for helping us when we have suffered a tremendous loss, a painful loss, and we need the comfort, whether it's an animal, a pet, a person, a marriage, a relationship. Archangel Azrael. Hi, Archangel Azrael. We love you. Hi, say it with me. Hi, Archangel Azrael. Please come into my life and remove all this pain and sorrow so I may be balanced and bright. The next one is Chumel with the C. Now, as I get older, I become more and more needing this angel. I'm constantly losing my car keys and my scissors and my pens. And then I'll just go to Amazon and buy like 400 pens. And then I can't find them. And then one day I open a drawer and there's 400 pens. So Archangel Chumel, ending in E-L-E-L-E-L. Archangel Chumel is the eyes of God. And this personality is one that helps you find anything that's missing. So instead of saying GD when you can't, I can't find my GD keys. I can't find my GD wallet. I don't know where my GD phone is. You just say, thank you, Archangel Chumel, for helping me find my beautiful keys and keeping me safe at this time. Perhaps I couldn't find the keys because there was going to be a terrible wreck if I had been on the road. So I'm ready to move and I'd like your help, Chumel. And Chumel is going to be like, okay, here's the keys. Think of Chumel as the little helper. The next angel that I'd like to talk about is one that I love and it's always with me. It's probably because I've always been in this energy, but it's the creative energy of Archangel Gabriel. And so Gabriel or Gabriel, depending on how you say it, could be Gabriel, could be Gabriel, just depends on you, is known to work with people who need more creativity. So if you're an author, speaker, writer, an artist, and you're just stuck and you don't know what to do and you can't get anything done and you just keep procrastinating because that one line or that next sentence or the song or the beat or the melody just isn't there, then Archangel Gabriel is your best friend. It also helps with people who are pregnant or anything to do with children. So Gabriel will help you become fertile, help you become a parent. It helps you with your children. And it's very much so known as the angel of creativity and conversation and is really good at that. And Gabriel loves copper. So if you really have something that you want in this creative space, wear copper, but get a copper jar, put all your dreams, write them all down, put them in there. I want to write an Emmy-winning song. I want to write an Emmy-winning play, a Broadway hit, whatever it is. Or if you want to become a parent, this is a beautiful angel to help you. The next one, and I never said this right, so it's Haniel. H-A-N-I-E-L. Archangel Haniel. Archangel Haniel is the grace of God angel. And it helps you grow your spiritual gifts. It helps us become, you know, more intuitive. And it's very much assigned to women, females. No matter how you identify, if you identify as female or whatever, know that your angel is Haniel. And so let's welcome Archangel Haniel. Hello, Archangel Haniel. And now you know what time it is. And Archangel Haniel also works with women's and women's issues. So if you have a lot of cramps, if you have breast issue, if you have ovaries issues, you know, ask Archangel Haniel to help you out. And Archangel Haniel is close to a silvery blue color. So if she ever appears to you in a dream with silver and blue, she's there to let you know that you are intuitively guided and that you are psychically guided and that she's doing everything that she can to help you. And that if you eat blueberries or raspberries or do anything and wear and be in touch with that blue energy, that silvery blue energy, you're activating and connecting deeper to this process. Now, Archangel Jeremiah, Jermiel. Jermiel. It's one who is really gifted in helping you find the meaning of your life and psychically awaken you. And the psychic color of this particular Jermiel, you could say Jermiel. Hello, Archangel Jermiel. I am ready for you to help me guide me with my life path. And it also awakens your real deep psychic. So if you are wanting to learn how to do tarot or to work deeper with crystals, you're going to want to activate Archangel Jermiel and use the color, the deep, 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 deep purple. Not a light purple, not a medium purple, like so purple, it's almost black. So it's like eggplant. It's so rich, so dark. An eggplant would be a good one to eat. The next archangel is the one I've done almost a whole show on. And one of my favorites, like she and I, we sisters, we're cool. We're down with it. Me and this archangel, we're besties. We're cool with it. We're down with it. Hey. Archangel Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel. Hello. Archangel Jophiel, I love you. I love you so much. Archangel Jophiel. She is the archangel of beauty. And I took this angel class. Belinda Womack is a really wonderful angel teacher. And one of her classes, she talked about how she aged backwards and that she started looking at photos of herself when she was 20, 30 years younger. And then every day when she would put her moisturizer on and she would look right into the mirror with one eye closed and one eye open, calling back in, she says, I call back and restore my beauty, Archangel Jophiel. I call back and restore my youth, Archangel Jophiel. Please remove these lines from my face and then hold up that picture and say, I would prefer to see her when I look in the mirror. And lo and behold, if you see pictures of me from 2015 and pictures of me today, you will swear it is a different person. It is not. It is me calling back in my beauty, calling in, restoring my original looks, my original youthfulness, and all the things associated with it. So for me, Archangel Jophiel, she is the archangel of beauty. And if you see a flower, that's her. If you see something beautiful, that's Jophiel. She's in charge of all the beautiful things. And she can help clean up your negative thoughts about yourself. So if you have a lot of self-loathing and a lot of self-hate and you always put yourself down and you don't really love the way that you look in the mirror, have some more conversations with Jophiel. Her color is hot pink, fuchsia pink. I got so much hot pink, you won't even believe it. All right. I got it on everything. I even have hot pink vibrators. I'm like, make the pussy look pretty. Okay. So, you don't have to be dainty to be spiritual. You don't have to be perfect to be protected. All right. So next, we're going to talk about Metatron. And Metatron is one that a lot of people talked about in the beginning because there's a crystal Metatron form. You can do a crystal grid as a Metatron. Angel Metatron comes up over and over and over and over again because he helps with manifesting. And Metatron is really known as the protector of children. And if you're a shy and reserved person, you are very much guarded and protected by Metatron, and his color is green. Now, the next archangel is the warrior, the Mac Daddy, the king, the do everything, the big daddy, the strong dick energy, the whatever you want to call it. To me, this dude is all over my house. He's in my guest room. He's on my fridge. He's in my bedroom. I think he's in my bathroom. It's Archangel Michael. And I kind of think of it as like the boy version of me because I'm such a protector. Okay, I just realized that I've gone way too long. So I'm just going to run through the rest of the angels, call it a day, and we'll have to make it a part two. All right. So Michael is the warrior. I want to tell you a story about Michael, but I don't have time. But his color is blue. I welcome and invite Archangel Michael to cover and protect me right now. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Then we're going to talk about Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, Archangel Raguel. He is the angel among angels for resolving things that are unsettled, for misunderstandings. If you're arguing with your partner, if you're arguing at work, ask Angel Rugael or Rugal to help you out. And their color is a very pale, 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 like a robin's egg blue. Very, very pale blue. The next angel is for relationships, for calling in your mate, for calling in your husband, for calling in your wife, for calling in your sister wife, whatever you're into. And this is Raphael. Raphael is a little funny person. This angel helps relieve back pain. It works on physical pain, body, and it works on your marriage and in relationships. And the color for this is emerald green. So do what I said before, call in green, invite Raphael. The next one is Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L. And this Archangel Raziel is about our past life history, our ancestral history. So if you're really wanting to connect with your ancestors and your ancestral energy, that's your dude. The next one is Sandalphon. Now, Archangel Sandalphon, ooh, I wish I had a whole show just about him. This is our together angel. This is our prayer warrior. This is the one that really, really, really brings everybody together. It helps communities. It hears prayers the fastest. It resolves things that are done. If you have all these unanswered questions, start talking to Sandalphon, S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N, and you're going to want to wear turquoise. And then we've got Uriel. Now, Uriel is the genius, okay? Archangel Uriel is the idea angel. This angel is going to help you come up with genius ideas. You want to think bigger. You want to grow your business better besides hiring and working with me because I am fucking the best. This is the angel that you need to call on. And so this particular angel is just, badass angel energy, Uriel. And Uriel can assist you with life's transformations, okay? If you're moving, if you're going from one career to another, if you're changing your life in any major ways, if you've divorced, if you're getting divorced, if you're getting married, if you're having a baby, if you lost a baby, if you're adopting a dog, if you're burying a dog, whatever it is, Uriel will joyfully take your hand and help you through these changes. Uriel and Gabriel are so together and they work a spiritual team, and it means the light of God. And when you think of Uriel, I want you to think of a beautiful golden explosion of color. It's just gold, light, glittery color. So if you think of a gold sequence dress, that's Uriel. Think of that, their wings in gold sequence, up and down, bright, shining, blasting gold energy everywhere. So Uriel is there to help you with that big, bright idea, to help you bring light into a situation. And then another, if you can't think of that, think of yellow. So yellow is a solid yellow, is also that power, that angel, the bananas, the squash, the nail polish, the eyeshadows, okay? And then the last is Zedekiel. And Zedekiel is the righteousness. It's the teaching. It's the brain. It's the learning. It's the new. It's the different. So if you have a child and they're in school, or you're in school and you're getting your degree, or you're going back to school, you want to buy that angel. And you can go to Amazon. You can go to any Latin or Spanish store, any spiritual store. They sell angel candles. Any place that everything's in Spanish, go to the Spanish part of town, donde nosotros vivimos, and go into our grocery store, and you will find a whole aisle of angels. And you can go get all of your angels and line them up and just start dedicating different days and different things to these angels. And I just want to tell you that you're my angel and I love you. And no matter what happens in this world, no matter how much time we get to spend together, whether it's just through the podcast, or if you're in one of my group classes, or you've been in one of my group classes, or you've attended one of my speeches, or you've signed up for my newsletter, or you're listening every single day, you are being guided. You have a divine guidance that is guiding you and leading you. How do you think you found this podcast? And I'm going to beg and plead on my knees for you to share this information. I make these podcasts as tutorials so that everybody can participate and get help. You can change your life by simply listening and sharing this podcast. And you are worthy of having an awesome life. I love you. 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 You are worthy. You are blessed. You are protected. I want you to now close your eyes if you're not driving. And I want you to visualize big, beautiful wings behind you. And within these wings are all the answers of all the prayers. And underneath the wing is your guide. And go look and see what their name is. Did they tell you? Are they showing you a letter, a color? What is it? And inside that guide is your higher self. And that higher self is just another version of you. And then there's your mind. And your soul and your mind are having conversations all of the time. Your angels and your guides are surrounding you in this moment. You are blessed and you are protected. And I love you. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. And I created Manifesting Miracles as a way for people to instantly manifest their miracles. So if somebody shared this podcast with you, if somebody said, please go check this out, listen, they love you. They love you. They love you. They love you. They want to see you win. They know who you are and they love you. There is absolutely nothing you can ever do in this lifetime that can separate you from the divine love of the Creator, your guides, your angels, and your higher self. And I feel that love for you. So if you have never been told this, you have permission to go and manifest anything you want. You have permission to leave that job and do what you want to be happy. You have permission to travel the world. You are only going to be this old today. You only have this moment. You only have these days. Your guides and your angels know your expiration date. You don't. So you can either get busy living or get busy dying. And the guides and the angels are here because you are magical and you are mystical and you have divine powers and divine gifts. What's my gift? I'll tell you. My one and only true gift is my ability to show you how powerful, how protected, and how blessed this incarnation should be for you. And I want you to sign up for my newsletter and get my information every single week in that inbox. I want you to go to iTunes and write a review. I want you to go to michellejlamont.com and write a review. So people who are wanting to work with me, you can go and you can see what everybody else has to say. There are hundreds of thousands of you listening each and every week. And there's just as many of you booking sessions with me. Now we're in Earth year 2022. And in this time-space reality, we are on the dawn of the new awakening. And so I know that this podcast is being reached all over the world. I have listeners in Bali. I have listeners in Canada. I have listeners in Africa, in Australia, in Europe, everywhere, all around this globe, and in every cosmos, and in every galaxy, and in every solar system, there is a version of you and I listening together, holding hands and dancing through the cosmos. And the only way that I can help more people is by you helping that happen. You raising the vibration of the collective. Be different. Be bold. Stop caring about what anybody else fucking thinks. I love you. I'm depending on you. And I'm counting on you. My angels and I are asking for your help. So please take time out of your day to communicate with your higher self, meditate, connect with those angels, and watch your divine team step the fuck up. Baby, you're worth it. You're worthy, and you are about to change your life. So let's manifest your magic right now. All right. Okay, producers, this long-ass show is now over. And let's cue the music. Thank you very much. My name, and you've been listening to Manifesting Miracles. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont, and it is time for you